This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
These are the top five mispronunciations that make you sound dumb. And let's see if we're guilty of any of these. First, before we do these, are there any that drive you nuts when people have a mispronunciation of something?
I can't think of something like off the top of my head right now.
First off, I can go through a bunch of them. Like I hate Liberry is one of them. I hate.
Because here's my thing with that. I think a lot of it is like location and where you grew up.
No, it's true. There are things that like some of them are going to be regionalized that you might like not stand stone. Do you have any that just like get on your nerves?
No.
We'll just go through them. Like number five is anything that starts with an "is" sound, like but you make it an "ick" sound. Like for example, if you say "escape," an "escape," or if you say "espresso" instead of "espresso."
Okay.
That's apparently number five on the list of mispronunciations that make you sound dumb. This is not our list. This is just what people say. Number four is quesadilla, but you say
quesadilla. Okay, yeah, tortilla upsets me as well. It's tortilla.
But I get it because I hear, especially in the South, like I'll hear that a lot. People are like, I'm just going to get me a quesadilla.
Okay.
But again, could be a region. I think a lot of these, it may be a regionalized thing if you're not used to the regional dialect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, again, to us, we know it is Chipotle, but a lot of people say
Chipotle.
People may say Chipotle.
Wait, but that's in fun, right?
Chipotle. I hear Chipotle a lot. A lot of people say Chipotle.
But no one is saying Chipotle seriously, right?
I know a lot of people don't know how to pronounce it.
They don't.
No, it's true.
Really?
Yeah, or some people say Chipotle would be another one for Chipotle.
Okay.
We're talking about the mispronunciations that make you sound dumb. Just FYI, you might want to update some of these things. This is what people say make you sound not as intelligent. Specifically is how you say it. What's the mispronunciation of it? Pacifically. So if,
okay,
if you're saying pacifically, which I don't feel like I hear a lot of adults say that. Have you heard a lot of adults say that in conversation?
No, just little kids.
I feel like a lot of kids might say that one. You know, you're like having a conversation with a 7-year-old. They're like, you know, well, pacifically.
Yeah.
Number one, any idea? Mispronunciations that make you sound dumb. This is a list out this morning that we're going through. You can either agree or disagree with some of these, but
I already said tortilla, but that'd be number one for me.
Jess is going to die with tortilla.
You guys.
All right, here it is. Instead of frustrated, it's frustrated.
Oh.
Basically, you leave out the R. I don't know if that'd be number one for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know that one would really catch my ear.
Because you say it so quickly.
So instead of frustrated, it's I just imagine being in a fight with somebody.
Okay. Yeah. But you know what, though? I mean, honestly, if you're in the heat of the moment and you're saying it very quickly, like say it.
Would you laugh, though?
I don't think so. Not if you're in an argument. You probably don't even know what they're saying.
Amy.
Hello.
What's the pronunciation that drives you crazy?
When people say warsh instead of wash. You ask somebody who says warsh to spell it, and they know how to spell it, but they don't know how to say it.
But isn't that another, I guess, situational thing where it's location-based?
Like regional kind
of
thing?
Yeah,
it's definitely a Maryland thing, because I grew up in New England, and when I moved here, I couldn't believe people said it that way.
Well, I wonder if the rest of the country is like, why don't they pronounce the T in Baltimore?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And we're like, because we don't.
It's Bulmer.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
Right.
So are some of these things just regionalized?
Yeah, the first time I heard it was from my grandmother when we moved down here, and she asked me to help wash the dishes.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know how to wash anything.
So I guess I'm out of washing the dishes today, Grandma.
Today in Dog News.
What do you think makes you happier? Having a dog or being married? Let's answer that right now.
Today. What?
Yeah. What?
Is this real?
Yes. What?
Nothing. Nothing.
What?
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Did you think I was asking for my own personal enjoyment? Just for fun?
That's something you would ask, yeah. To be honest.
It does. Sometimes we talk about some BS behind
it. I thought you were being for real. My bad.
What do you think makes you happy? You're having a dog or being married?
Being married. What? I don't know.
Well, you know what I think.
I know.
That's just me. Okay. Welcome to Today in Dog News. Hey, if you are new to the show, we're a big dog show. I was the proud dog father for a long time, 14 and a half years. My dog child's name was Kiki, and man, I miss her. I miss her every damn day. I still do. We were actually talking about dogs last hour, and how that's like a hole in your heart forever, man. It really is. So listen, when there's big breaking dog news, I'll be the one to bring it to you. There's a story out today about what makes you happier, marriage or pets. And why does that make you laugh so hard? Why does that make you laugh so hard? Well, actually, the story is about how having a pet actually ups your happiness so much that it actually would up your equivalent of making an extra $90,000 per year. And that's what they say. Like and this is true.
They're comparing pet love to 90K.
Yes. They say your
in
happiness.
This economy.
Yes. That your, if you were to have a pet, you were to have a dog, like you would be as happy as making an additional $90,000 a year annually. That's what it said. Now, here's the part that I found interesting, because that's clearly interesting. But
there's no way I'm going to Italy every time. Right? I'm sorry, honey.
I don't know, though, man.
I love the pets, but I'm going to Italy.
I'll be honest. If you ask me, would I bring Kiki back from the dead?
Oh, yes.
Or make an additional $90,000 a year?
You'd bring Kiki back.
I would bring Kiki back.
Of course.
And I mean that.
Yes.
Like, no radio BS.
Absolutely.
I would bring Kiki back from the dead.
Yeah.
Versus make an additional $90,000 a year. No BS.
Totally.
But here was the interesting...
But Italy, though.
...question. Here was the interesting question. This study kind of went into what actually... It's kind of like...
It's comparing to different things.
Brings
like life
you happiness,
things,
right?
Right, yes,
and
it
was kind of figuring out like what does make you happy, equivalent to money. And so what do you think does bring more happiness? Was it pets or was it marriage? What do you think the answer was in this study? What do you think it was, Dutra, as the married one on the show? And then I'll go to Charlotte, who's the single one on the show. What do you think the answer was?
Marriage.
You think it was, and why marriage over pets?
Because you can hold hands.
Okay.
You know, like you can hold hands and you can hug each other back. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. When dogs hug people, it's like the cutest thing on the planet.
It's cute.
I think the reason why this made me laugh, because when you ask that question, immediately the visual that goes into my brain is, do you remember when couples or anyone really would do like the challenge of making their dog sit in the middle and who the dog would run to?
Oh yes, love that.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So to me, when you said that, I automatically see like a puppy and garage boy standing next to each other, and there's no way I'm picking a puppy over my man. There's just no way.
Charlotte and I are both single. Charlotte, what do you think brought more happiness? Do you think it was a pet or do you think it was a marriage?
Listen, I've had my dog Manny for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
He has always had my back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you say you can hold hands? We hold paws.
We do.
He'll put his little nose on my leg and be adorable.
Right.
Manny has never brought me pain or suffering or woes.
BS. There's no BS.
The way men have.
Yeah.
So I'm going dog.
Can I tell you what? They found out that it's about the same.
It's
about the same.
Yeah.
They found out that it's about the equivalent of both about $90,000 in equivalent happiness each year. If we were to put it in money terms.
It's crazy.
Those both would bring you about the same happiness each year. Marriage or a pet would bring you the same amount of happiness as making $90,000 in additional income. And that's today in Dog News. So, are you supposed to fess up if you toot? And I know it's early and we're going to keep this very, very early morning friendly for you right now, but I just got myself in the worst predicament, and I don't know. I didn't know the proper situation. I know you've been in this situation before. Okay, so
is this close quarters with other people?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
well.
Okay, but listen, you got to hear me out, because I'm not just some nasty boy that walks around and toots, okay? That's not my MO, okay?
Well.
So I go out to go grab a coffee during the commercial break.
Oh.
I'm in the kitchen by myself. There's not another soul in sight. I don't even hear anybody, right?
Yeah.
I feel a little pain in my abdomen area, maybe a little gas.
Yes.
And I say, you know what? I feel like I'm in a safe space. I'm not in the studio. I'm by myself out here in like the wild blue yonder, right?
Uh-huh.
So what one might do in that situation is I pass gas.
Okay.
So I do this.
So it's a fart. Why are you saying toot? Like it makes it any better?
Doesn't it sound friendlier if I say toot?
Let's just be real.
A little toot.
You know, you farted.
I tooted a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not a friendly one. It's not a friendly toot.
So that's a fart, my guy. Go on. If we're going to talk about it, be honest.
It was a non-friendly toot, Jess.
Okay.
A non-friendly toot. I'm embarrassed to tell this story. So about 30 seconds later.
Who is it that walked in?
I hear walking down the hallway. And I know you know that feeling. Your heart starts to race. Your palms start to get sweaty. He's like, please don't be coming this way. Greg Carpenter from Today's 101.9 walks out.
The kindest soul.
The nicest man. Yeah. I don't think he's ever said the word toot.
The most accepting person ever.
But would probably never say toot on the radio either, right? Because if you don't, Greg Carpenter, the way he hosts the morning show on Today's 101.9, we share the same building, right? So I'm sitting there in my own not friendly toot, and he walks into it, and I'm like, yo, I don't know. Do I need to mention that there is a stinky toot in this room and that I did that?
We need to get him on. I need to hear his perspective.
Or do I leave the situation alone?
Yeah.
Would you, in that situation, would you have said something?
Two things. One, it's a fart. Okay. Number two, yes, because Greg is the kindest person on the planet.
He is.
So
he's
if
forgiving.
There's anyone that you would have felt the safest with admitting that information to, it's Greg Carpenter. He's also a father. He has kids.
Boy, like, a boy at least.
Like he
one
know,
boy, one
like,
girl.
He knows what's up. You know, like parents have seen some stuff. You know what I mean?
I didn't say anything.
And also, they're going to know a lie when they see one. So he's going to walk up and be like, is there anything you need to share with me?
Are there any confessions that you need to make about this devilish smell?
Fart.
That you've created? I like to say unfriendly toot, you know? It just sounds better. Okay, so during that last song, I walked into their studio because I wanted to know.
Because I want to hear from Greg.
Because I'm thinking maybe it wasn't that bad. Maybe it wasn't that bad. He didn't even notice it because he didn't say anything. And like, if he did, would I have lied about it? Maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't even know how you would handle the situation.
You walk in mid-break and they're literally talking about you.
And about how bad this was.
Totally.
Okay, so I asked Greg. This is Greg's response. Listen.
Greg, be honest. Did you notice when you walked into the kitchen that it smelt of toot?
I don't know what a toot means.
Exactly.
It smelled of gas being passed.
Oh, yes. Yes, there was a big toot.
Did you smell the toot?
I did.
Okay, did you realize? Mm-hmm. Wait, was I supposed to mention that I tooted to make you feel better?
Wait,
or
was that you?
It was me. And I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you.
Dude, you crop dusted. That's rude.
Yeah, it was rude to him. Like, out of anyone, that was so rude to do to him.
So you're supposed to be like, hey, really quick,
before you walk in, it's so early, and I don't want to disrespect you that way because it's daylight savings, and you're barely waking up, and you don't deserve this. I just farted, like, give it a second. That man deserved that information.
I could never do that. I would never fess up to anything like that, man.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
We got Miranda from Silver Spring. Miranda, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I'm demanding an apology from my brother because he thinks it's not important to give me a wedding gift.
Why is it not important to him?
I don't really know. I'm not sure. I asked him if he was going to get me one after the wedding.
Wait, are you already married or is this upcoming?
Yes, we got married about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
And so you noticed that you didn't get a gift from your brother?
Yes. Pretty much everyone who came to the wedding gave me a gift or something.
Is it weird between you guys that your brother wouldn't get you something on your wedding day?
We have a good relationship. There's nothing weird in between us. We didn't have a fight or anything. It's just confusing to me.
Have you talked to him since the wedding?
I texted him. I asked, hey, I didn't see a gift from you. Are you planning on getting me something? And he responded, LOL.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Not LOL. LOL mean, though?
It means that he might even think that she's joking. Like, why would I get... Like, does he have to get you something? Or does this, like, resemble something deeper that maybe we're not aware of?
For me, when I get gifts, it feels like it's supporting, like, a marriage, you know? So I just want him to show some support for my marriage.
Sure.
And it feels like he's not.
The reason why I asked is, like, we didn't receive a wedding gift from every single guest that came to our wedding. Yeah, and honestly, like, I didn't feel a type of way about it.
Did you? Honestly, you did not?
I didn't.
Girl.
I didn't. No, so that's why Miranda.
I'm making a list.
No, that's why, Miranda, I was genuinely asking, like, did it mean something different to you? And I think that matters to the person. Like, to us, we weren't tripping. But to you, obviously, you're taking it as, like, you don't feel like your brother is being supportive of you and your husband, basically.
You're telling me if Butter didn't give you some kind of wedding gift, you wouldn't feel some kind of way? Jess, that's Jess's sister, by the way.
She didn't.
And that didn't make you feel some kind of way?
No. I mean, why would she? I don't know. I think she's my little sister.
Why would
she have to give me anything?
I would have no sister. Okay. So what can we do here? What do you want to achieve in our Forgive and Forget?
Basically, I just want maybe like an explanation or like an apology.
Yeah.
For him to get something off of the registry. It doesn't matter. You know, we have a couple of really, really cheap things that are still on there, like $20. I would love for him to just get me something, a napkin. I don't care.
It's a sentiment. At this point, I totally get it. I understand what you're doing. Okay. So here's how Forgive and Forget works. You've never been here before. What we do is we reach out to the person, in this case, Mike, and we said, hey, listen, there's somebody that wants to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology from you. Do you want to come on the show? It actually took a second to get him on. We finally did. He has agreed to come on, but he doesn't actually know who it is that wanted to bring him on the segment. That's how this always works, right? So, Miranda, we're going to bring him on. Just don't let him know that it's you that wanted to bring him on until we give him a chance to guess, okay? So you just be quiet for 1 second, okay? Then let me get on Mike. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, by the way, for agreeing to come on this morning. Appreciate it.
I'm very curious.
Right. Well, I know it's kind of a weird situation. So I know that Stone explained to you that this is our forgiveness segment. There's somebody, obviously, that either wants to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. I know that when you guys spoke that nobody came to mind. But is anybody come to mind overnight that maybe wanted to bring you on the segment?
The only thing I could think of is, maybe, I mean, something happened at work, so maybe a coworker.
It doesn't have anything to do with work.
Okay.
So the person that wanted to bring you on is actually your sister.
So I wanted to ask why you didn't give me a gift for my wedding.
Okay. I mean, it just felt a little ridiculous.
Well, we got the ridiculous sentiment from the LOL response.
And I guess we're just kind of curious as to, was there a specific reason as to why you didn't get her a wedding gift?
Well, I mean, this is her fourth wedding.
That doesn't really matter. This is different. I mean, everyone has relationships in the past. I feel like it's really important to me for you to get me a gift to support this marriage and to, you know, show me that you like have some faith in this marriage. I don't know.
Hang on one second. We didn't know this was your fourth, not that it,
does that have to matter? Like, why would that?
It doesn't necessarily matter. I could see why. Is that kind of what you're saying? Is that like, it just seems like that's a lot. Well, what are you trying to say? I don't want to like put.
Yeah. It's a lot of gifts over the years. And at this time I just felt like, I don't know, like I was there. I gave her my blessings. I love her. I actually like her new husband very much. He's mm-hmm. He's a really good dude.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, an actual purchase didn't seem necessary this time.
I just want some show of support, and you know, it's really important to me. And the four weddings thing, two of the marriages were really misguided, and this is different. And I don't know. I just want support from my family. It's really important to me.
Well, Mike, I mean, we're here for two reasons. One, you know, Miranda's looking for an apology. And then she expressed to us, too, that she would also kind of like just some kind of expression of like, hey, my brother's all in on my wedding. Is that something that we can get?
Yes, of course. Miranda, I do apologize. Tell me what you really want from your registry. That's still there, and I will happily get it for you.
Hey, there we go. Aww.
Thank you, Mikey. That's nice. Appreciate it.
Of course.
I want the grapefruit spoon.
This is Susan from Hampstead.
Hey, Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this?
I think it's very sweet and sentimental.
Yeah.
I told Jeff I'm bawling. I have an older brother. Once he realized how meaningful it was to her, he said, I'll get you whatever you want.
Yeah,
that's so sweet.
And he was. He was totally, and it did sound like he was genuinely into it. How do you feel though about a fourth wedding? Am I just being a little, am I being callous this morning? I just, for some reason, the second I found out it was the fourth wedding, I was just kind of like, for some reason my mood changed a little bit. But you're still all engines a go on this.
Right, but I get it. His perspective was, this is your fourth wedding. I've bought you other gifts before. What do you need, probably, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I get it, his perspective. And he didn't realize that it meant a lot to her to get something.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, even a napkin. It's just a gesture that I'm buying you something and I support this union, which in the end we found out he did. So he said, oh. You want.
And
it was
honestly,
the acknowledgement. It was the acknowledgement. I think it's
so
really
kind.
Sweet that once he saw that that's what it meant to her, then he stepped in.
Can I be honest? And this is me speaking. I think I feel bad even saying this right now, but I'm just being completely honest. I think I would feel embarrassed inviting people to even come to my fourth wedding.
That's okay. Well, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Truly, I feel like people might look at me like, how many times are you going to do this? And especially asking for gifts.
And on the other hand of it, I feel like it can, as somebody, and I'm sure it was to Miranda, like, it's taken me so long to get to this point.
That's
true. And I didn't stop trying. And this is a celebration. And she deserved to have that. And she did.
Yeah. There you go. Susan, it made you cry this morning. You love it.
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
There we go.
I loved it.
Love wins this morning.
So sweet.
Brother, sister, love, love, love. It's all love this morning, and we love that. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye now.
Does anybody's parent like your partner more than they like you?
I really think this is in your head. Mm-mm. I don't think this is like a real concern.
It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5, and this is what's going on currently in my life, people. And I'm just calling it like it is, and I know that I cannot be the only one in Maryland that feels this way.
Explain.
So earlier this week, it happened. The discovery was just so in my face last week for Garage Boy's birthday when my mom posted on Instagram, "Happy birthday to my number one son." And I was like, what do you mean? And like the post that she made, it was just like my sister called me immediately and was like, "Did you see what mom posted on her Instagram story about Garage Boy?" And I'm like, "No." So we're on FaceTime. I go to her story and like, it is literally just like number one son. Love, 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 heart, heart, heart. Yay, yay, yay. Just the cutest picture of her in Garage Boy. And I'm like, what in the world is this?
Well, okay. So if you don't know Jess's family, so Jess is the oldest. And then there's your younger sister, Butter.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's two girls, mm-hmm. no boys. So when she says number one son.
And like favorite son, yeah.
That's like, that's it.
Well, there's always been inklings and kind of like signs that she likes him more. Just the way that like she talks to him. My mom has always been like a very like upfront, direct person. And when she speaks to him, it's uh-huh. just like a completely different vibe. It's a different tone of voice. And I'm like, who is this person? Like, where is this treatment coming from? And so I literally needed to ask her to her face about like what's going on.
This is FaceTime?
Yeah, this is okay. FaceTime.
Jess recorded this with asking her mom if she likes her husband more than she likes her own daughter. Listen.
Why is it that you like Gerald more than me?
No one ever said I like Gerald more than you.
No one had to say it more.
I don't love him more.
Loving and liking is different. I know that you like me. I know that you like Butter. I know that you love me, and I know that you love Butter. But I also know that you like Gerald more. Which is okay. I just want to know what
it's
it is.
It's just different.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
He's a boy.
He's a boy.
I never had a boy, and I've always wanted to have a boy. To be able to have a son-in-law that I absolutely adore and love, I feel like it's just beyond anything that I could have possibly wanted.
There you have it, people. Case closed.
That's not what I'm taking from that. First off, to be fair, like your mom has to kind of act a certain way that is different.
No, she doesn't. And if you knew my mother, she wouldn't care. Like it's not, there is 0 ounce of blanks that she gives and there's 0 amounts of fakeness in this woman. So it's like, she's not treating him a certain way because she feels the need to do this as a new mother-in-law. She's treating him this way because she literally likes him more, which honestly, I'm fine with it. I just wanted to hear her admit it finally, just so I can like, it's cool.
Stone, did you get that she likes?
No.
That's not what I got from that. I think that's a weird insecurity that you just got from that.
You guys are so whack. I'm gonna call my sister. I'm going to wake her up.
I'm not getting that like she likes him more. We can try this. 410-583-1065. Anybody listening right now in Maryland that also has this insecurity as Jess, because maybe we can get another call from somebody that also feels like, I feel like my parent also likes my partner better than they like me, their own child. Like, that's not...
There's a difference between liking and loving.
That's not...
I'm not saying loving more. I'm saying liking more. There's a difference.
I don't think that's like a real thing. Like, that's your own child.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.